All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. His act being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. And then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snails, unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths, and bearded like the part, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly, with good capon line, with eyes severe, and beard of formal cut, full of wise thought and modern instances. And so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side. His youthful hose well stays. A world too wide for his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again toward childish pebbles, pipes and whistles in his town. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. The Yorick speech from Hamlet. Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. I have ridden on his back a thousand times, and now how abhorred in my imagination it is. My gorge rises at it. Here hung those lips that I've kissed. I know not how I. Where be your jibes now, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were once to set the table at the roar? What, not one left now to mock your own grins? Quite chapfallen. Then get you to my lady's chamber and tell her, let her paint an inch thick. To that favor she must come. Bid her laugh at that. Prithee, Horatio, tell me one thing. Thinkest thou that Alexander looked o'er this fashion in the air? And to what base uses may we not come, Horatio? Why may not imagination trace out the noble dust of Alexander till he findeth stopping a bungle?